Point is the internal audit report and actions, which is paper C.
Thanks, Tracy. I'm not going to dwell too much on it because a lot of the stuff was actually, we talked about this in many a meeting. What I will do is ask you to turn to C6, and this covers the assurance levels. It goes from assurance down to no assurance. And I'm pleased to announce that we are reasonable assurance, which means that control weaknesses or risks were identified, but overall the activities do not pose significant risks to the authority. If we go back one page to C5, on the completion of the audit assurance level, 4 medium risk exceptions have been raised as a result of audit testing. In the light of these findings, internal audit can offer reasonable assurance that the pensions administration process and procedures are of low risk to the authority. Now, the 4 things that the findings were, one was to do with procedure notes, and we are looking to review all the procedure notes by the 31st of March. We now have a new process in place where we have a spreadsheet that once a procedure note is updated, It automatically tells us when it was updated, so the date comes into the spreadsheet, so we know when next to review it. We also looked at starters, and a couple of these were, and contributions, and a couple of these issues were down to outside payroll providers, which we all know the issues we're having with quality of data and data that actually returned on time, and everything else. From our point of view, it's well known. It's documented in here, and the reason I've talked about the iConnect project being quite an important project is the iConnect project will stop these issues from actually happening going forward. Hence why I've now got Leo, who is solely working on this full time, to make sure that he engages with all the employers and everything else and payroll providers to get them on side with running through iConnect. I think the other thing to actually to mention from my point of view is the data scores. And that was mentioned actually in page, obviously I've got to go through this now, C3. So I think we've announced these before in the board meeting. So if you look at the 2019 data scores, for scheme specific data, which is the name, address, national insurance number and everything else, we've gone from 91.1% in 2018 to 95% in 2019. And with the undertaking of the data improvement plan, you can see that the data that we need to run calculations has gone from 73.7% in 2018 to 95.2% in 2019. Mm-hmm. From my point of view, the team are starting to look at those 5% variances. Okay, so that's something that I've got one of my guys, actually a little mini project to look at why they are. A lot of those variances are to do with GMP, which we've undergone the GMP reconciliation, which hasn't quite finalised yet. So when that's finished, then obviously the data scores will improve going further forward. The KPIs Joe and I have talked about, that's something that I'm quite keen to move forward, because what we need to look at is the way that Joe and Joe Cook report, and in some of the reports that they have to do, that we are asked to actually have some sort of indication on certain things. But that's something that we do need to look at. I think the positive side here was from the audit was that we'd gone from 5 KPIs and absolutely added another 7. Yeah. So we're actually looking at, and something that I've done prior to the audit is that with the KPIs, you'll now see at the back of it, from October, I've started to indicate why we haven't met the 100%. Oh. So it's a little bit more transparent, but that's something that I was asked to implement from March next year, but we've implemented it now. Okay.
Linking also into the KPIs, there's the good governance review, which is looking at standardising 10 to 15 key performance indicators across the LGPS. Yeah. So we'll link into that, and hopefully those will be stuff that we're already recording and reporting. Yeah. And there's also within the annual report and accounts for the fund, there's a standard set of KPIs. KPIs yeah. that we need to report, which is what Matt and I are going to be talking about yeah. to work out how we bring that forward. Fascinatingly, one of the guys from the admin team just did a little bit of an update on one of the KPIs. And from my perspective, it gave me 10 questions, which is really quite amazing. But we had, in 1 month, we had 32 starters and 15 leavers in pension and payroll. I had no idea that we had 15 deaths in a month.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of thing that, from my perspective, just went, oh my goodness.
So we're going to talk about it. From April, there's going to be some more data coming out. So some of the KPIs we've got, like Joe talked about, is when we do run pension and payroll, we only look at starters and variations for that month. We will now start to include leavers, and we'll now start to include those that are suspended, which are tend to be the deaths that we haven't quite processed through yet. So,
or people whose records have gone away, which is then the tracing service. So it's all going to feed into this big circle of...
So when we get notification somebody's gone away or a death, we automatically suspend the pension straight away. That's the first job that we do. So that if we the gone away, we'll then write out to, or we'll try and trace, and if we can't get any of this suspended until they contact us, because obviously if they're not receiving their pension, they'll probably come to us.
It was just fascinating. Some of those little questions that come up.
I've got a couple of queries, but I've marked it for the KPIs.
Yeah, that's fine. I think from my point of view, we've had these are new auditors that have come in, and they have been hugely helpful and a lot more thorough than previous audits. So I'm really pleased with what we've done here, because they have questioned us a lot more than we normally get on an internal audit.
Yeah.
So I'm really quite pleased with that. So
it's actually a good, it shows it's a good internal audit, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you're getting off, you don't want to just
very much
just
engaged with us.
Yeah.
You know, and we're quite happy to supply. We had some really, really good conversations. They've asked us for details that we'd never asked for before, like the support that we give to the board and the information we give to the board. The annual benefit statements, he wanted to see proof that we'd issued all the statements which I could give him. So there was a lot of stuff in there that we haven't been asked for before. So really
do you think that's fair, as soon as it's the same people?
No, not the same people.
I thought it was internal, isn't it?
I thought the internal was...
It's Portsmouth. Basically, we've got a different. It's a different methodology that they're applying. It's still internal audit, but basically.
So you read it before Portsmouth.
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yeah.
Yes.
People,
it's not. No, it's,
no, it's
a,
not.
Maybe a same auditor.
No, it's not.
Well, no, no,
no,
no, listen, hold
it's
on just for a second.
Geraint's
still here.
Yeah, Geraint's still works
yeah, but he isn't the only. It's not the same. There's more people in Portsmouth than there were allocated to the Isle of Wight.
Yeah,
and it's a different methodology. So PwC.
I can see all that. But
yeah.
Those that work with Pricewaterhouse.
Only Geraint.
Were 2P data.
Only Geraint was 2P data.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
It was.
No.
Only Geraint was 2P data. And there are
yeah.
more people allocated to the internal audit service in Portsmouth who are doing this work. And this was a guy called Wayne, who's
been doing it for a long time. We normally, when we used to get PwC in, we used to get some young chap or girl that would come in and really didn't really have a clue what they were looking for. Wayne actually knows what he's looking for and what he's trying to do. So it was pleasing for us, because we want to move stuff forward. And if the auditors can't point us in the right direction, then it's kind of a bit of a...
Yeah, I think that a lot of issues in the PwC was effectively, we were telling them what the issues were.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were going,
they
oh yeah, they're good. And then they wrote them down
it's
in their reports.
It's a very corporate setup.
Whereas,
and they just assign someone to it.
Whereas this is very much
this
engaging
was from scratch,
with
yeah.
the
yeah.
team.
And it was from scratch. Because they would come, PwC would come with last year's audit and then...
Just like update it.
Yeah.
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 This was done completely from scratch.
Yeah. It sounds like it was a good experience.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really, really good.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the actions are included in the government subscription plan.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Although they've already mostly completed.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it? Okay, so then moving on to item.